This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, Union Home Minister Amit Shah predicts a major defeat for Rahul Gandhi in the Raebareli Lok Sabha seat against BJP's Dinesh Pratap Singh. Shah criticizes the Congress for repeated attempts to establish Rahul Gandhi's political career, likening it to unsuccessful launches, in contrast to PM Modi's successful Chandrayaan mission. Moving to the next topic, Prime Minister Narendra Modi predicts a historic low for Congress in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. He believes the party won't cross the half-century mark. Further, Modi criticizes Rahul Gandhi's potential shift from Wayanad, Kerala, to contest from Raebareli, Uttar Pradesh, interpreting it as an anticipation of defeat. Moving to the next topic. Tracing the legacy of the Amethi Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh, we have an important announcement concerning the upcoming 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Congress has officially announced Kishori Lal Sharma as its candidate, who will be contesting against BJP's Smriti Irani. Notably, Amethi is scheduled to vote in the fifth phase, which will take place on May 20th. Moving to the next topic, Home Minister Amit Shah has launched a direct attack against Shiv Sena, UBT, leader Uddhav Thackeray. Shah criticizes Thackeray for his silence on critical issues like the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, and the ban on Popular Front of India, PFI. He suggests that Thackeray's silence is stemming from fear of losing his vote bank, aligning more with the interests of Sharad Pawar and Congress. Moving to our last topic. Rahul Gandhi recently filed his nomination from Raebareli, a seat his mother Sonia Gandhi has held since 2004. Amid accusations from the BJP and Smriti Irani of avoiding a contest in Amethi and opting for the safer Raebareli, Rahul reflected on his mother's trust in him. This transition marks a significant moment in the Gandhi family's political journey. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.